It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey, and a great big thank you to the person who emailed me and told me to have Suzanne Giesman on the show. I got an email, I think via LinkedIn, and I followed the link and found this United States Naval commander turned evidence-based psychic medium. Suzanne then sent me two books, Wolf's Message and Messages of Hope. If you read both, you will have, as I did, a broad tutorial of many things metaphysical, from psychics to energy centers in the earth to crystals to the collective unconscious. But more than that, you will also learn two unforgettable stories. One of Suzanne's stepdaughter, Susan, who passed too young carrying a child, and how Susan contacted Suzanne from the other side. And then a young man whose nickname was Wolf. He passed over, and he contacted Suzanne with a message for all of us. Both Wolf and Susan, the stepdaughter, were struck and killed by lightning. But don't get stuck on the synchronicities just yet. Suzanne Giesman, can we please begin with the overreaching message?
Absolutely. It's that this reality, this physical world, is not the only one. I spent most of my life thinking it was, and for that reason, I for many times felt that I was alone and that it wasn't particularly watched over. I had to do everything myself. And the greatest message is that we are never alone and that there is another reality, in fact, realities upon realities beyond this world. And just because we can't see them or sense them with our physical senses doesn't mean that the greater reality isn't there. And when we acknowledge that, believe in that, and connect with it, miracles and magic happen in our lives.
What kind of miracles and magic?
Oh, goodness. Synchronicities happen left and right. Just the right people you need to meet come into your life. Circumstances happen that are beautiful. And the best gift of all is your life becomes filled with joy and love and a sense of peace that people hunger for, but find it in ways beyond going within. They find it in external things. They look for it in external things and are always left with an emptiness. Whereas when you accept that there's a greater reality and you're part of it, that void is filled from within and from without, and life just becomes joyous.
I spoke to a pastor a few weeks back. He had written a book, you know, just basic tenets of being a good person. And he said something that I think you just echoed in a way. The pastor said, it's not your perfect performance with God. It's your constant engagement with God that makes the difference in your life. And I think what you just said, it's not anything more than being engaged with the belief that there is much more out there than we can see.
Absolutely. And you just put in my mind this image that I've held very close recently. And it's the one of picture the little girl with her shoes standing on top of daddy's feet and being danced around the floor. And I think that if we picture the universe, however you want to picture this guiding force that guides all of us, is guiding us around this dance of life, that we don't have to try so hard when we just realize that we're part of something bigger. And if we surrender to that, even though we still have to do our work here, life just flows.
Life just flows. And also, you know, to echo what you said, you also just feel anchored in yourself. Very few people can take you off the beam when you have that anchor in yourself. Can the average person contact their loved ones at will on the other side?
In all honesty, right now, no. The average person cannot do it because they haven't really realized who they are. But with commitment to getting to that place where they can do it, the person who is not the average person, the one who is dedicated, can do it. How's that?
Okay.
You have to step above the average person. So it's a kind of a paradox. Yes, the average person has it within them, but can they do it? Not until they have the commitment to do the inner work to get to that point.
And the inner work starts with?
Meditation. Absolutely.
That's
meditation.
My girl. You know, I wanted to say it with you. Meditation. The inner work starts with meditation.
Yes.
All right. I have a Facebook page called New Moon Meditation, and it's just a group of people who pledge to meditate every day from the new moon to the full moon.
Wow.
Yeah. And sometimes you get a minute, and sometimes it's just, you know, a deep breath in the shower.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get to sit down for a while and feel it. So that's fun. All right. You talk about in Messages from Hope, you outline in great detail how you got your first and strongest message from your stepdaughter. Do you still hear from her?
I do. In fact, I just did on the trail hiking with my husband the other day, and I always know that he's probably a little skeptical of this work. We're both retired Navy officers, and he's still very left brain. But all of a sudden, Susan was hiking with us on the trail. So I said, Susan, tell me something that I wouldn't know about you so your dad really knows you're here. See, I ask for the evidence from the other side, and I get it. And all of a sudden, she was taking her fingers and tickling me on the top of my head. And I said, hey, Ty, did Susan used to tickle you on the top of the head just like this? And he said, oh, all the time. And I said, well, guess what? She's hiking with us right now.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, if you could go back to your naval career, knowing what you know now as a psychic medium, would you do anything different?
Yes, I would see everybody as an absolute equal at the soul level we all are. But in the military, you're so trained to differentiate people by rank. I mean, I was respectful of everyone, but I would just not be so focused on the differences and focus on how much we're alike. The ranks are necessary in a military order sense, but it just would have made it a bit more peaceful for me.
Did you lose friends when you changed your life?
No, I didn't. Well, you know, there were a couple that had to drift apart because we saw things quite differently, but I have gained so many more friends than I have ever had in my life, and they're friends that are connected at the heart, so it was not even a trade-off. It was a gift all around.
Yeah. Did anything else change, like your politics or your anything?
Yes, I'm not one side or another now. I'm absolutely just, I float back and forth, and I test every theory, and I'm just very loose instead of rigid.
We like that. Suzanne Giesemann is our guest, as she is a psychic medium. Is that how you'd like to be referred to, as a psychic medium?
Actually, I like evidence-based medium. The psychic part brings up an image of somebody peering into a crystal ball, and most people don't know what an evidence-based medium is. It's one who absolutely asks for verifiable evidence from those on the other side that they're actually here. And when you bring through that evidence that the person sitting with you, the sitter, the client, couldn't possibly know, that's when you really change lives. So an evidence-based medium.
All right. I've read your books, and I've got the understanding that the people on the other side are very busy. What are they doing?
The number one thing is continuing with their own soul's growth and adding to the growth of the whole, which is our purpose here and our purpose there, because life is eternal and it's all about the growth of the soul and adding higher vibrations, more love to the whole. So whether it's helping young children who pass to the other side, whether it's helping those who've taken their own lives to see things in a different way on the other side, it's a variety of tasks, whatever it takes to raise consciousness.
So people on the other side, they're busy with their soul's work. Okay, I get that. But where does reincarnation come into the picture?
Well, this is really important because I've learned this from my guides in a channeling session, and I've bounced it off a lot of other metaphysical teachers, that it's not like it is here. We think that there's just one being, and that one being has to reincarnate, and so the previous being completely is gone. What my guides showed me is that we are a formless spirit, and so when we return to our formless state, a bit of that formless spirit remains behind as part of our oversoul, and just an aspect of that breaks off, so to speak, and reincarnates to have another experience as a human being for more growth. But a medium can always tap into that aspect of the loved one who is still in spirit, even though a part of that person could be off having a new experience. We're just, it's not all or nothing, do you see?
Okay, Suzanne, could you just go back and say that one more time?
You bet.
Go ahead.
We tend to view the human being as a just one solid entity, and that when we pass, that entity remains solid on the other side. But it's more like spirit that is formless. Picture it like smoke that blends with the great spirit, our oversoul, on the other side. When it's time for more soul growth, the entirety that was you as a human being does not return, but an aspect of that oversoul reincarnates to have another experience for more growth. But the aspects of you that was, say, Casey, remains in spirit so that I as a medium could tap into you to reunite you with your loved ones, even though an aspect of the greater you is off having an experience as, say, a farmer in Nebraska.
All right.
You see?
Got it. Okay.
It's not all or nothing.
On the other side, there's different levels of other sideness. Are there different compartments, different worlds, different, I guess, in the, naval world, hierarchies, ranks?
Well, you're doing what I used to do and try to compartmentalize things. When everything is consciousness, so you really can't put things in boxes. It's when we take them out of the boxes that we have the best experiences. But everything does follow a spectrum of consciousness. You can see those here in our world who are at a lower level of consciousness just by looking at the headlines. And you can recognize somebody of a higher consciousness immediately when you're in their presence or when you hear them. And it's the same thing on the other side. There are lower levels of consciousness, people who are still kind of rattling around wishing they were still human. And then there are those who are more in the angelic levels of consciousness who bring nothing but light to our world here.
Okay, angels, we'll be back with more from Suzanne Giesman, and you'll meet a superstar spirit called Wolf next.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
We're with Dr. David Bank from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Doctor, what's new with fillers? Can you explain what they are and how they work?
Fillers are substances we inject into and under the skin to restore the volume that our face loses with time and sun damage.
Okay, tell me more.
We've had fillers available for years, like collagen, Restylane, Juvederm, but we focus on filling the lines of the face, like the ones from the corner of the nose to the corner of the mouth, or the lines from the corner of the mouth towards the jaw. Now medical science has realized that these lines are caused significantly by loss of volume in the cheeks above. Now more than just filling the lines, we're adding filler to the cheeks above the lines.
Does that make the face look puffy?
No. If done correctly, it's subtle and looks completely natural. Patients often report that friends can't put their finger on it, but they say, "You look great."
We thank you, Dr. Bank, and where can we find out more information?
They can go to thecenterforderm.com or call 914-241-3003 for a personal consult. 241-3003.
Have alcohol or drug dependence made your life or the life of someone you love unmanageable? For more than 100 years, St. Christopher's Inn has been the place where men in crisis find hope. Located in Garrison, New York, St. Christopher's Inn is a residential shelter and substance abuse treatment center where no man is turned away because of race, religion, or ability to pay. If you or someone you know needs to find a way out of addiction, call us at 800-424-0027 or visit our website at stchristophersinn.org.
It's time to get healthy with 100.7 WHUD. Bring your family to the first annual Health and Wellness Expo, Sunday, June 28th from noon till 5 at the Crown Plaza Suffern. Come celebrate a happier and healthier you with fitness and nutrition tips for all ages, free health screenings, seminars and demonstrations, and so much more. Admission is free and you have a chance to win great door prizes. Rejuvenate your mind and body with WHUD at the first annual Health and Wellness Expo, powered by Crystal Run Healthcare. We want you healthy. Visit WHUD.com for more information. Hi, it's Casey. We've been talking with Suzanne Giesman about her book, Message of Hope, which is so healing for someone in grief after losing a loved one. And there's another one of Suzanne's books I want you to know about. Before she was an evidence-based medium, she was a U.S. naval commander, but her life path took her to new shores and angelic realms, where she met a young man, in spirit, named Wolf. And if you ever need proof that our loved ones are alive and well in the spirit world, pick up Suzanne's book, Wolf's Message.
Well, Wolf was 29 years old when he was struck and killed by lightning. I was drawn to give a reading to his parents because my stepdaughter was 27 when she was struck and killed by lightning. And the interesting thing about Wolf, I don't want to give it away because it's one of the greatest parts of the whole book, is that he knew that he would be killed by lightning and where it would happen and when it would happen. He left proof of this before he passed. It's a stunning, stunning example of how the soul knows what is going to happen to us as human beings. But Wolf came to me before the scheduled reading with his parents and gave me all kinds of evidence that I was truly connecting with him. Wolf is just a nickname, of course. But the evidence was just overwhelming that it was him. It was scored by a noted afterlife researcher with very high accuracy. And most of the things he told me made great sense to his parents, but quite a bit of them didn't. Maybe, let's see, 13% did not make sense. And so all of these things that puzzled us as to why he brought them through came to light over the following months after the reading to spell out this beautiful message for all of humanity that Wolf, a very advanced soul on the other side, wanted all of us to know about how to improve our lives, how to bring more balance into our lives, and how to get out of the head and into the heart.
Absolutely wonderful. Suzanne Giesman, our guest, we're talking about evidence-based mediumship. She is an evidence-based medium. And the story in Wolf's message, I'm just going to give one picture away because radio pictures are priceless. The parents, when they found the tree where the lightning hit him, where he had passed, they put two roses in the ground. And then later on, they found a picture of that tree with the two roses in the ground.
A picture drawn by Wolf.
So Wolf was letting them know in a pretty big way this was all part of the plan. Wolf was also, was he on the autism spectrum?
He was diagnosed as schizophrenic, but I was just at a conference where we talked about spiritual emergencies versus psychological breakdowns. And I think that he was merely walking in both worlds at once. He said that he couldn't turn off the information that was coming to him from the greater reality. And so this caused him a bit of turmoil in his life, but it was not exactly schizophrenia.
And speaking of Wolf, you say he's a very high up there soul, and you say his job on the other side is to assist people with who have committed suicide?
That's what came through in the reading, and as you know, that may be hard to believe, but when you bounce it off of all of the verifiable evidence he brought through in his reading, that is what allows me to trust when he says things that we can't verify.
Suzanne Giesman, our guest, and now because you've made such an enormous leap in your life, tell people what your life was like before you became this evidence-based medium.
Well, I spent 20 years of my life as a U.S. Navy officer. I retired with the rank of commander, and in that career, I was a commanding officer, I was a special assistant to the head of the Navy, and I was aide to the top-ranking officer in the United States military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I did everything very much by the book, very left brain, and a bit rigid, very structured, as you can imagine I would need to be. And now, as this ability to connect with the other side has unfolded completely since I retired from the Navy, I need people to understand that I had no idea for the first part of my life that I had this ability, that a greater reality even existed. Since then, my world is pretty much turned upside down, but in a good way, in a good way.
Now, when you were a high-ranking naval commander in the United States of America, did you have any interest in past lives or psychic mediumship? You did.
Absolutely. I would sneak off to metaphysical stores and not that it wasn't allowed. It was a little bit fringy at that time.
Yeah.
People are much more interested in metaphysical things now, but I was interested in astral travel and, you know, is that possible? And I would read about mediums, but it was always from the sidelines, never as a participant, just an interest. And I see now that that was just paving the way for what I'm doing now.
The book Messages of Hope is what you should run out and pick up for anyone you know if they are grieving right now. It will really do their heart good. I can't recommend that enough. I already gave my copy away. Suzanne Giesman is our guest, and we're talking about what she does for a living now that she's out of the Navy. She is an evidence-based medium. So if there was heaven on Earth, there'd be no need for Earth.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. It takes away the frustration here. You can look around you and say, well, there's a soul who has a lot of learning to do yet, and there's somebody that doesn't realize who they are and why we're here to grow.
To grow, to grow, to grow. That is why we're here. We are here to grow, but also to have some joy, yes?
Oh, absolutely. That's the indicator that you're in the flow, that you're tapped into the spirit side of you.
All right.
If you're not feeling that joy, you're out of alignment with who you really are. So you sit in meditation and you ask, show me how to come into alignment with myself as a spirit being having a human experience.
So should we sit down and meditate on all of our troubles? Should we sit down with our laundry list and say, okay, show me how to find the job, show me how to lose the weight, show me how to...
Why not? But let's just open it up and just say, show me what I need to do next.
Show me what I need to do next. Mm-hmm. All right, along with this a change of life for you from being a naval commander to an evidence-based medium. You also got in touch with a form of collective, I don't know what you call Sanaya.
Collective consciousness.
Collective
yes.
consciousness, is that Sanaya?
Sanaya, yes. They're my guides, and they bring through beautiful messages and meditation every day. I have thousands of people follow SanayaSays.com every day because they're universal messages that go straight to the heart.
Right. And I get my Sanaya Says email every day, and it's always an uplifting message. So how do you know it's collective unconscious that calls itself Sanaya talking to you and not just your own imagination?
Oh, because they'll tell me something and they'll say this is going to happen to you later today, and then it does. or they give me evidence, like the one time they were speaking through me to a small group of friends, and one of them said, can you help me with my daughter? She's having a problem with bronchitis. And Sanaya interrupted and said, no, it's diabetes, and this is the cause of it, and this is how she should look at that to change her life. And the very next day, that woman's daughter called her and said, Mom, I went to the doctor, and he did blood work for the bronchitis, and you won't believe it. I have diabetes.
All right.
Yeah. See?
So here's the thing that always catches me up. Why isn't Sanaya or other one-named collective unconsciousnesses, why aren't they helping out more?
First of all, we need to ask for help. This is a crazy thing, but, you know, it's like a parent that looks at the little baby and lets it fall as it learns to walk.
Right.
And finally, when that little baby reaches up and cries and says, help me, of course you're going to step in and help them. But you have to let them learn their lessons. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. Can't get past the work. Okay.
No, you can't.
I got it, Commander. I'm getting it. And finally, what I wanted to say is now how Sanaya pledged to you to give you information every day. You write this email every day.
I've pledged to them to give them to write what they give us every day, every day.
And what's your website?
It's SuzanneGeisman.com. And if you have trouble spelling that, you can also get there by writing loveatthecenter.com.
Suzanne Geisman. Find her with neurosurgeon Dr. Eben Alexander, who wrote Proof of Heaven, at Omega in Rhinebeck this August. See you next week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at CaseyOnTheRadio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, CaseyOnTheRadio.com.